This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It just comes down to our fundamentals. And there's a lot that goes into it. And we just got to get back to that. So not only are you talking about angles, are you talking about block destruction, are you talking about all those type of things? You know, good play by them. We got to be better there. Starts with me. And we'll continue. You know, obviously, we're going to be working on those things.
And as far as the defensive line, your two top interior defensive linemen didn't record a tackle. What did you feel? What was your evaluation of their performance, the interior defensive line yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look, obviously, when you look at everything, we all got to be better. And again, like I say, it starts with me. I don't think you can say that any one person on our defense played their best game. And, you know, everybody, you know, there's certain moments throughout the season where you got to look at, you know, places in your game individually that you have to improve. And that was the challenge to our defense today as a unit. And, you know, I'm sure starting Wednesday, you know, they're going to go out there and work the butt off of getting those things improved.
Hey, Bobby, how can you use some of those lessons that you guys learned from watching the tape from last night's game and use it in regards to preparing for this next matchup against the Texans, who have a great wide receiver core and have some great running backs as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. And I've said this before, like, failure is the best teacher. Failure is the best thing that can teach you. I think success is an awful teacher. And, you know, we constantly talk about, and even as coaches, you have scars of things that, you know, you remember that hurt you and those type of things. And sometimes those scars can really help you, you know, to grow. And that's what we've got to do. We've just got to look at what happened. It has nothing to do with what we're going to do moving forward, as long as we don't let it. And, you know, that was part of the message today was, hey, learn from our mistakes. Move on, get better, you know, and get ready for Houston.
Hey, Bobby, just having to go with three linebackers for a lot of the game, what went into switching to that? Obviously, was it running the football? And then what impact did that have having to shift out of nickel more than you usually do?
It, you know, we're a case-by-case basis every week, just kind of taking a look at what the team's doing and you know, not only what they're doing, how you think they're going to attack you. So last week, obviously, going to our base, was something we felt that was going to help us in that situation. And so we decided that'd be what's best for us.
And just Cam Lewis specifically, if Taryn's not back, obviously it's still him out there. What stood out to you about how he performed yesterday? And like, what do you do moving forward? Like talking to him, any adjustments, like what do you take from his performance last night?
Yeah, I think if you were to talk to Cam, I don't think like all our players, I don't think they'd be satisfied with the way they played. And obviously the outcome is what it is, and they all want to contribute to wins, you know, and they've done a great job contributing to the wins that we have had. Like I said before, everybody, including myself and starting with me, has things they need to work on and get better at. And, you know, I know all those guys, the type of guys we have here, they're going to go out and they're going to go to work this week and, you know, try to put ourselves in the best position to get a win on Sunday.
And then Terrell starting to work his way back into practice more and more. Do you kind of prepare, not knowing how that might go or seeing how the week goes, do you get him and Baylen both ready? Like, what does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, we'll see it. We'll see where he's at. You know, I don't know exactly right now which direction we'll go as far as the week of preparation, but, you know, we'll figure out, we'll have a better idea as we get closer to practice and, you know, kind of see where he's at.
Hey, Bobby, you talk about failure being the best teacher. Did you need a game like that last night? Not that you want to, you know, fail in that way, but you've had a lot of success to start this season. For the big picture to lift the program, did you need a game like that last night?
I don't know if need's the right word. I don't know if need's the right word, but I think a lot of times things happen for a reason, right? Whether you like it or not. And you know, I can think back to even years we've been here and we've had a game like that, and then it just kind of resets and recalibrates you. And you know, like anything you're doing, like, you know, you're on a high and you're rolling and rolling and rolling. And then all of a sudden something bad happens. And we talk all the time that, you know, we can't flinch when something bad happens. You know, it's a fluke mindset. And, you know, so to say you need it, I don't know if you need it. I don't know if anybody needs it. But, you know, and depending on how you handle it, you can have a great outcome on the other end of it. So it depends on how we go to work, how we handle it, the work we put in, our preparation, and the type of week of practice we have.
You talk about resetting, recalibrating. You know, Dorian Williams in the first half, bad coverage, allows a touchdown. Second half, it seemed like he was, you know, an emotional leader, a guy who had energy out there, who was, you know, one of the top guys in that department. How impressed were you with the way he came back after what happened in the first half?
Dorian's done a great job of you know, and I think that's part of becoming a professional, right? He's done a great job of maturing that way and becoming a professional. That this is the NFL, man. Everybody's good, and there's going to be bad things that happen at times, and you've got to move on. It's got to be a one-play mentality, and we're worried about that. You know, a bad play has no future indication of your future plays. So, you know, that's really good to see, and he did. He provided a little bit of a spark for us in there, it's cool to see how his game is growing.
And last one for me, I know this isn't a specific defensive related necessarily question, but last couple of games, Cole has been up over Mike Edwards. Can you speak to why that was the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to go into that. You know, and just as far as the way our game day roster is structured, it's just the way kind of it's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. You know, so, you know, for us at the current time, that's what was best for our team, you know, in a lot of different ways. Has nothing to do with, you know, anything negative with Mike or anything there. But, you know, it's just what's best for us. And, you know, it's a limited number. So we got to make the best decision for us, although it's not easy.
When you're dealing with, you know, all pro guys being out of the lineup as you are right now, you consistently need your best players to be your best players. You know, consistency for Ed Oliver during his career has maybe been one area that, you know, Brandon and Sean have talked about him needing to maybe reach a bit of a higher level in that regard. I know you're not looking to single guys out after a game like that last night, but maybe in general with Ed and, you know, the start of his season, how do you help him achieve a greater level of consistency?
And really, to answer your question, Jay, when you talk about anybody and their level of consistency, and one thing that we talk about with all our players is this, is for any player, not specifically Ed, but for any player that you're trying to help with consistency, it's getting back to the minute things that have to do with your job. So for instance, where are my eyes? What are my hands doing? When I do have my eyes where they're supposed to be, what is that key telling me to do? Like when things get chaotic and things, if a player views things start to become inconsistent, I think the best thing to do to quiet the chaos is just get back to your fundamentals. And a big one for us is our eyes and getting our eyes where they're supposed to be. And, you know, especially nowadays with the way football's got a lot of things moving behind the line of scrimmage and post-snap, pre-snap, all those type of things. It's where is my key and what does my key tell me to do? And I think for any player, if you can get back to that, and at the same time, that will put you in position to make plays, and you don't necessarily need to chase making plays, you know, and if you put yourself in position to make plays, the ball's eventually going to show up, and then it's your job to make a play. But you know, try to quiet the chaos with just some of your fundamentals and specifically your eyes.
And then, you know, looking forward, obviously this game has been, you know, much, looked forward to by fans with Diggs being over there. You've seen him up close. You know what kind of player he is. Just what are your general thoughts on, you know, getting the chance to try to go down there and defend him this week?
Yeah, Steph's a great player. Went against him a lot, you know, whether it was training camp or, you know, watching him one-on-ones and, you know, all those type of things. But, you know, heck of a player. Obviously, we're going to have to try to limit what he does in the game, but heck of a player and look forward to it.
Yeah, Bobby, I think you touched on it in your first response to Jay. What do you think led to the struggles in defending the screen pass against the Ravens?
You know, I think what happens sometimes, you know, I can't remember who asked it about the first play of the game. That goes back to creating a little chaos, right? Like, that is not what any of us want or expect. You know, I think what happens is you've got to kind of quiet down, like I was just talking about, quiet down what's going on in your mind and, you know, understand formations, what the offense, you know, is aligning and what they're doing and situationally and all those things. So, you know, I think for us, the biggest thing is just honing back in on those fundamentals of keys and angles and pursuit and all those fundamentals of football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.